Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The Broadway. Soul Shaker. witch doctor. East Coast mother, Nicole Kitty Khan, to call in here. I'm also waiting for the legendary icon, the overall father of the House of Prodigy, Rodney Prodigy, to call in here so we can definitely recap what's in the name function that happened this weekend in New York City, here in the Bronx, in the Hunts Point section of the Bronx. I see you girls in that chat room. Y'all not wasting no time. with the shade and the shenanigans that y'all are throwing. We're going to get into all of that tonight. All the shade, all the reeds, all the teeth, and all of that. We're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into the Masters of Wheelchair Vogue that happened this weekend, honey, because a lot of those masters, baby, ooh, it was a mess. Oh, thank you, Boots. Yes, thank you, thank you. I would definitely tell Naomi what you said. I would definitely tell her. Thank you, thank you. You know we do try as the House of Couture. Okay. But, baby, it was a mess. It was a really a mess this weekend, honey. I had girls that have been posting things on my page. They have been sending me things on Facebook on how they feel about the function and everything that happened at the function. I'm trying to wait for Rodney and Nicole to get here so we can get into all the madness and everything. Oh, Miss Fem Queen with 15 inches said the ball was what's in the name. It should have been what's in the drugs. Ooh, I don't know, honey. 15, give me some E. What's the E, 15? 15, we want you to call in here, 15. What's going on? You don't call in here no more. Not the 15. Is it Shay? I'm gagging at you. What's the E? Miss A, what's the E? What's the E, my E? Is it shade on tens of chops that you doesn't call in here anymore? What's the E? But hold on, I got a private caller so early. Let me see what this private caller wants. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, you're gone. Well, hold on. We have the legendary, iconic father, James Icon, on the line with us. Hey, James.
Hi, Kelly. What's up?
I'm doing fine. And yourself, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just wanted to come on and thank everybody for coming out this weekend and making me and Rodney's ball such a great success. I'm glad that everybody had a good time. We got through all the categories. I'm just happy that everything went good, and I just want to thank everybody that came out. I want to thank everybody for being on their best behavior. I want everybody for, you know, listening to us as we tried to control the ball. I thank the judges. I thank the participants. I thank the Patriots that was just in the crowd. I thank the place for doing it for us at the last minute. I just thank all of y'all, because without y'all, the ball would have been a flop, and it wasn't, and I just want to say thank you.
Okay. Well, you hold on. You hold on. Stay right there. Don't go no place yet. You stay right there with us. I want to welcome to the radio station the overall father, Rodney Prodigy. Rodney, I got a special treat for you tonight, Rodney. Hold on.
I now welcome you to the legendary, iconic overall father, Prodigy.
Rodney, you're live on the air.
What's going on?
You like that new intro?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yes, honey, we doing big things over here in Tins and Chops now, honey. Everybody got new intros.
That's cool.
Yes, honey. Baby. But, you know, I definitely want to start. Rodney, you want to say anything before I start?
Oh, no, go ahead.
But I definitely want to start out with the Masters of Senior Citizens.
Don't do that, Kelly.
I want to start out with the Masters of Senior Citizens. It's no shade, baby, but those girls was dry and they was late, honey. Oh, my God. I was so disgusted by that category. That's the only category that I actually got up out my feet for to actually see. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. I sat down at my table all night long. I didn't move from the table all night long. I didn't see the ball until last night, until I watched the DVD when I got the DVD from Andre. I didn't see nothing that happened but the Masters of Old category, because I knew that those girls were going to come out there and they was going to play. Those girls were so dry. bitch, and I have to definitely agree with not on the two people he was talking about. He should have read all of them, not just those two people, but they all were giving us Virgin Vogue.
I didn't see the category.
Oh, you got to get the DVD. It was 1, 2, 3, come and play with me. 1, 2, 3, come and play with me. That's what those girls was giving. I was gagging at those girls. I was really gagging at it. It was that tired. I'm gagging at all the girls in the chat room. That's the first thing they started talking about tonight was the Masters of Senior Citizens. I was really gagging. Ayana has that coming up at her ball. I think she needs to scrap the whole category at the Christian's House Ball if the girls are going to come out and give us 1, 2, 3, come play with me, Virgin Vogue. Because, baby, none of them gave me Masters of Vogue, Miss Thing. I was gagging at them.
I got to see the DVD.
Yes, you have to see the DVD. You have to see the DVD. But I have to say, I really enjoy, even though I didn't get to see everything until I seen the DVD, I enjoyed that it was no fights, it was no arguments, everything was smooth, all the cash was given out, all the girls had fun. I left after realness, after the girls shaded me and tried it with a with they snooped their nose in the air and turned to the left and picked all the children over me, saying they tried it, but I'll see them real soon. And I'm going to play just along as they played. Honey, I want to congratulate the pioneer icon from Paris is Burning, Junior LaBeija Couture, for coming apart and being a part of myself and Jasmine and Laomi's vision that we have for the House of Couture. I want to thank Laomi for coming and being a part of the House of Couture and all the members that's going to debut from here on out that's going to be a part of the Couture. And I want to thank y'all for just having a fabulous function with no weeds and no shade and all of that stuff going on, honey. And it just went smooth.
Yeah.
Yes, it just went smooth. Hold on. I see our girlfriend. Our girlfriend is here all the way from London. Hold on, honey. I see she's on the line. Hold on.
Money, you're supposed to vibe like a lady. Stay on one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. What's the chamber for you?
London, you're live in the air.
Lottie, that was so nice.
Yes, we had to get you an intro, honey. You always hit on the line, so we had to get you an intro.
Why, thank you.
Yo. Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, London, how are you?
I'm okay. Congratulations on your ball. I was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but first I have breaking news.
Okay.
I saw you.
Okay. I hear that Jovan, what's his name? I don't know. I think it's Jovan. Ex Chanel, father, Korn, now ex Korn, is, he's after all the crafting girls. He's calling the, he's calling them and sending the cops to their houses, and the cops are raiding and taking them to jail.
Wait a minute. Say that again?
Basically, hide your kids, hide your wives, because the cops are climbing in windows and snatching people up.
Who's doing that?
Jovan.
From Virginia?
Yeah, he was called the Korn, now ex-Korn.
Oh, shit. Somebody in the chat room said that. 15 inches in the chat room said, that's true.
Yeah, bloody. And the senior citizens in Vogue look more like the children of the Korn. Oh, bloody.
Oh, my Lord. Atlanta, my Atlanta, oh, my Atlanta. It's a mess, honey. It's a mess, honey.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say, Kelly, you looked it gorgeous. And Naomi, she was so stunning, like a true couture.
Very couture. Hold on, lovely. We got another caller. Let's see what they want to say. Private caller, you're live on the air.
See, Citizens Vogue was late. The only one that gave me what I wanted was Prince.
Oh, shit. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
Well, my question is, who won?
Prince won.
Oh, Prince. Okay.
The Prince won. Prince, I think Prince and Deshaun was the last battle.
Yeah.
They was the last battle. Foxy came out. He walked. He sat pretty down. His first battle. He sat pretty down. Malachi got sat down by Amori. Prince, who did Prince sit down? I think Prince sat down Little Kevin. Then Deshaun sat down Amori. Then I don't know who. And then Little Kevin sat down Foxy.
Nope.
Yeah. And then it was just Pretty. I mean, not Pretty. Prince and Deshaun with the last battle. Bitch, but you know, honey. I don't know. And then I don't know where Nicole is at, but I definitely need Nicole to get up here. Nicole is definitely an advocate that she does not like female figure categories. And I'm so tired of everybody going along with Nicole and putting these fem queen categories up on their flyers and wasting trophies and no fem queens come out. So, Nicole, if you're out there listening, we need you on the line, honey. Hold on, we have another caller. 443-743, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that something about the Mrs. Vogue.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, yeah, I feel as though Marquise came through there. Marquise Revlon.
Oh, yeah, Marquise. I forgot about Marquise. Who won over Marquise?
Prince. But
oh, yeah, Prince won over Marquise. That was the first battle, Prince and Marquise, and Prince won over Marquise.
Yeah, but I think Marquise ate that battle.
He's from Baltimore.
I don't think the judge has seen it that way. But I listed Marquise down.
Okay. Okay, I think it was a caller.
Here, we have another caller, 973-389. You're live on the air. 937-389. You're live on the air. Hello? Okay, I guess not. Okay, back to our recap. But I enjoyed myself, honey. I enjoyed myself. I don't know who made that chicken. That chicken was good.
Sorry,
I had a
piece
of that chicken from
Naomi's place. The collard greens, the macaroni and cheese, oh, the lasagna. It was so lovely.
Yeah, thank you. My cousin Saeed, that was at the door, he made the chicken and the baked ziti. And my cousin Anita made the macaroni and cheese. And my cousin Toya made the collard greens.
Baby, chicken was definitely on, honey. That chicken was on, and I got my life from that chicken, honey. I just like how the ball just flowed easily, you know, even though the girls don't never show up no place on time, because, you know, I called James, because I was ready to go out the door at 7 o'clock. I called James, and I said, I'm about to put my girdle and stuff on. Should I come through? He was like, no, the girls are just breezing in, so just wait. The girls always take forever to come to our function. But I like the fact that the girls definitely came in and all the categories definitely was had, and everybody definitely gave out all the coins, honey. All the coins was definitely given out, honey. And realness went from $1,000 to $2,000. I got to say congratulations to all the people that came out from the category, and I also got to say congratulations to Father Eric Milan and overall Mother Kiana Ivisu for definitely winning that $2,000.
They look nice.
Yes, they definitely did look nice. They definitely did look nice, honey. Hold on. I got a message just coming across Yahoo. Somebody's typing, honey. Somebody said on Yahoo they gave me the girls did look nice, but did y'all catch Mother Kiana toes gripping the open toe?
A what?
They said her open toes were the size 9. She should have had a size 11. It's not me reading. These are messages they sent over on Yahoo. It's not me reading. So nobody calling here. No beast was calling here and attacked me. I'm only reading what the girl sent on Yahoo.
James and Rodney.
Yes.
You would have thought your ball was for $10,000 the way the Ms. Roy stormed.
I was really pleased and happy that it came through.
They came as a pack.
I just love the way everybody came through. I love it. I love it. I love how the icons walked. I love how the prodigies walked. The Herreras were there. The Mizrahis were there. The Ebonys were there. You know, everybody, the extravaganzas were there. You know, just the Revlon.
I gagged at that, honey. I definitely got to give you and Rodney kudos on y'all motherfucking back for that, baby. Because you don't see the extravagants out at anybody's function. Baby, the extravagants pick and choose when they definitely do come out. This thing, so I got to definitely give y'all kudos for that. Because the extravaganzas was definitely in the building. Got to give a big shout out to the House of Extravaganza, Hector and Paris and Giselle and all the extravaganzas that was definitely in the building, honey. But, you know, it was another controversy that the girls was reading, since you talked about the extravaganza. The girls was really highly upset about the Perfect 10 category. They was gagging.
What was they gagging at?
They was gagging, honey. Somebody posted, so y'all girls don't think that I'm the one being shady, Miss Thing. It's already posted on my wall on Facebook, honey. The girls was gagging at the girls that was getting 10 for Perfect 10, and they said they was iron board body and flat chested and all types of things. They said they was gagging. This is on my wall on Facebook, so you girls can go read it if y'all friends on my wall on Facebook, on my Mother Kelly Couture page, not on my regular Kelly Couture page.
Another little issue for me was the little lady Felicity. She didn't wear jeans. She wore like pantyhose.
She wore what?
She wore pantyhose.
Oh, 15. Excuse me. 15 said she was the one that posted it on my page. Not so I can say her name, but nobody don't know who 15 is. But 15 posted it on my page. 15, we would love if you call in here and tell us who you was exactly talking about, because you never said nobody's name in the post. You just said the girls. So we would love if you would call in here and tell us what girls you were talking about. Also, we have a caller. 404-642, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Doing fine yourself?
I'm fine. Hey, I don't know who else is on. Who's all on the phone?
Rodney, James, and London.
Hey, London. Hey, Rodney. Hey, James.
Hello.
I had a wonderful time at you guys' event, so thank you so much for having a successful event. And to Kelly, because I know exactly what's up your sleeve. I had a good time. You posted on my wall you wanted to battle me, and that's what made me walk at the last minute. You sat on the sidelines with your animal print on and looked very cute and lovely, so that's all I'm going to say. So for you and whoever London is to try to stir up some drama on this radio station, please stop, because I'm not a woman that goes into that direction. Had a great time. Everyone looked lovely. And for your information, I had on jeggings. To London, that means there were leggings mixed with jean material. So other than that, you have a great night. It was great talking to you, because I know who you are.
See-through, and they look like pantyhose, so don't...
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the compliment. Other than that, I had a wonderful time. Congratulations to all the winners.
And
you guys have a great night.
So the girls, so let me tell you something to the girls in the chat room. Felicity is my sister, and I love my sister down. And like I told my sister earlier, when my sister was here before she got on the road to go back to Atlanta, the category was in a pair of jeans and a white T-shirt. Leggings is not jeans, okay? And I spoke with my sister earlier, and like I told all the girls, honey, baby, when I spoke to my sister before I left the ball, I asked her, did she still want to battle? She said no, she didn't want to battle. That's why I didn't bring my bag to the ball to change my clothes. So nobody's not trying it, okay? So don't feel it, girls. Nobody's attacking anybody. The chat,
I know.
That's the girls in the chat room.
Kelly, I actually kept it cute because they called jeggings. Her jeggings looked like her actual body. I thought she was naked. Because she's so fucking block.
Oh, my Lanta. Where the fuck? Where is Nicole at? I need to speak to Nicole. I need Nicole up and on this motherfucking line, okay? Bitch.
I love the panel. I love seeing uh-oh. Hi, uh-oh. I love the panel. The panel was excellent.
Thank you.
You know
what the question is?
What's the little child name from the house of Ms. Raheem? She's a femme queen now.
Oh, Jessica?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
They chopped off her face.
They did it?
Yes.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
They chopped her.
Oh,
I was gagging. I gagged, they chopped her.
She's gorgeous.
Well, they didn't see it that night.
I guess not. Face is a matter of opinion, right?
Baby, yes. A lot of things is a matter of opinion.
Wait.
Just like the girl's asshole. Just like the girl snooting their nose in the air.
James, are you saying she was gorgeous or team gorgeous? Because if she's, maybe she got chopped because she's team gorgeous.
No, I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that is.
He cackled, Miss Tang. Oh my God, I'm just, oh, Miss Tang, bitch.
Oh, speaking about gorgeous, did you guys see the nastiness growing from the back of Jock's head?
Oh.
It looks like an actual squirrel took a diarrhea shit.
Oh.
On one side of his head. Oh, bloody. Oh, Miss, I guess she tried to come like a ghetto Cruella de Vil with black and gold, Remy Morton.
What are you talking about, Brittany?
No, I'm talking about your commentator.
Oh, shit. Listen, don't do that, London. Don't do that.
It's so true.
Oh, my fucking, I can't.
Devin should have wore that costume that she wore to the Coletta. She would have got away with it better.
Oh, Miss Day, I am in stitches over here. Oh, my God, bitch. It's just too much. It's too much tonight. Bitch, I cannot, bitch. I am just on the floor, bitch. I'm dying. Oh, my God.
Why did that huge bulldagger try to attack Sonoya and Ashley?
Huh?
Why did Chewbacca try to attack Sonoya and Ashley?
Who, Tequila?
Yeah, Chewbacca. Chewbacca? Do you know Chewbacca from Star Wars?
Chewbacca? Who is Chewbacca?
Chewbacca tried to attack Sonoya and Ashley. She has bulgy titties.
You talk about Zakina. They're all our old friends from a long time ago. I guess it was just the excitement of seeing them. And so long, you know, people get a little heavily excited. It may be intoxicated or whatever, so, you know. But it was quickly handled, and I can say Ashley put an end to that real quickly.
I sat at the table, so I don't know when the fuck that happened. Bitch. I was at the fucking table all night long, honey. Bitch, I need to have 2 times to go upstairs to smoke me a cigarette, honey. Bitch.
Kelly, I went to the roof to smoke, take a quick smoke, right? And I saw the girls having a private white party.
Girl,
if you know what I mean. I recognize Lola only because she was in so many houses.
Oh.
She's a familiar face.
Oh.
I wanted to join the white party, but I wasn't invited.
You don't have to be invited. You can just go.
They said I had to bring my own bag.
Yes, well, that's how you join the party.
I didn't bring enough pounds to buy a bag. I'm so sorry, Marcus. I was going to tip you extra at the bar, but I just didn't bring enough pounds.
Oh, my fucking God. This is this bitch. Oh, my God. Bitch, I cannot, bitch. But what else? What else was cute? It was good to definitely see Stephanie Herrera definitely back on the floor. Don't y'all agree?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
She did a category, though, but I know she
did. It was definitely good to see her definitely come back out there on the floor. Definitely got to say congratulations to Jermaine Mizrahi. Definitely was good to see him back on the floor. It was good to see Caliente on the floor for Legendary Runway, Miss Diva Divana. It was good to, I forgot the blonde child name. It was good to see him in ski battle again, honey. So now it's 1-1, I think, with Big Boys Runway with them.
Okay. Who's the sex siren? Who's the blonde sex siren?
I don't know his name. What's the blonde sex siren name with the dress?
Antonio,
yeah.
I was going to the back, but I saw Kelly and Econ hovering over him. I thought they were going to mold me if I got any closer.
Well, who
I wanted to bag him up and go block and never go back.
We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna have too many jokes on Miss Kelly, Miss London.
Kelly, oh bloody Kelly, you were going to mode me if I got any closer.
Maybe, okay. But if you girls that's out there and you're on the phone lines, Miss Thing, because there's a whole bunch of girls on the phone lines, Miss Thing, and y'all just listening, y'all can definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come up here and give us your opinion on how y'all felt about the ball and all types of things. Well, 15 inches, she said in the chat room, Jermaine Mizrahi should have won. He ate it. Miss Stephanie, hold on, we have a caller. 718-495, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly, this is Cabbage. I just wanted to apologize to James and Rodney because I was not able to make it, but I heard it was a wonderful function. And even though there were some votes changed, it's okay. It's all right.
Yes, honey, we haven't seen you out of the shake. Cabbage.
What happened?
Baby, we haven't seen you out of the shake, honey.
Well, I've been, you know, laying low for a little while. I'll be out. I was going to come out for Masters of Vogue, but since you said, I'm glad I didn't since it was so dry. Anyway.
Baby, all I said, they were doing a virgin performance.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
That was a different category.
That was legendary old way.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was legendary old way. It was all.
Hello,
they said they was all. The girls in the chat room said they was all right, but they could have been better too.
Things happen, but the ball was a success. So, I mean, you can't wish for everything all in one pot.
Right. Thank you, Mary.
But I appreciate y'all both, and I hope to God that y'all bring more ballroom back to New York. I mean, I love going to North Carolina, South Carolina, Atlanta, Ohio, but New York is where it's at. And I'm glad that you took the time and the patience. I'm just so sorry.
I didn't send me a message, and they said they swear that panel was chop happy, honey. It was after those old heathens' bedtimes.
But all right, Kelly, you can put me back on so I can listen. I just want to listen, honey. I'm cooking.
Hello, Cabot.
All right, baby. Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Fine, sweetheart.
I love you, Barry.
I love you too, James. Yes, y'all so stupid.
We're gonna put you back on. We're gonna put you back on whole cabbage.
But can I say something about people when they talk about the elders judging and stuff like that? Like, you know, I think that's universal, whether it's old or new. Like, you know, sometimes people are very slighted when they're on the panel and stuff like that. But I don't think, you know, it's really wise to ridicule, you know, the older generation, because when the younger generation is on the panel, you know, only thing they're doing is picking their girlfriends as well. You know, so, you know, it's a catch-22 with that.
Yes.
I enjoyed the panel.
I thought the panel was, from what little bit that I was able to see, because Rodney was in the front more than I was. From what I could see, you know, the panel seemed to be fair, and anytime he got out of hand, either Rodney or I, you know, corrected the situation.
Yes, hold on, we have another caller. 347-316, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
This is Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. What's going on?
How are you?
What's going on? Well, hold on, Tamara. Let me scroll back up in the chat room. Let me scroll back up in the chat room because the girls had your name in the chat room, honey. Okay.
Oh,
I know. Let me see who was it. I know. I don't know exactly what girl it was, but the girls wanted to know, why did you come out for female figure performance and not for Legendary Vogue? They said, was you scared the girls were going to tap that ass? This is what the girls in the chat room are saying, not me. The girls in the chat room are saying it.
Unfortunately, I didn't make it in time. I was running on CP time.
I know that's right.
Did you have a good time, Tamara?
I did. I had a wonderful time, Father.
Okay. But, and Ann, since we have you here, she was running on CP time for y'all girls in the chat room. What the fuck is going on with your masters and senior citizens?
The masters?
Because you were sitting on the sideline with our sister Nicole, and you look disgusted by the category, too.
Wow. It was nice.
That's what you got to say? It was nice.
I have my money on Prince, and he won. So, where's Nicole
Tamara?
I'm going to collect my $20.
Oh, yeah, Nicole definitely do owe us. Nicole owe us $20, honey, because we betted on that battle, and she owe us our money, so she got to pay us. She got to pay us.
Tamara?
Yes?
You Vogue European, but I just wish you would have stayed in one spot.
Say it again?
I said you Vogue European Vogue, but I wish you would have stayed in one spot.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Well, Tamara, you know Tamara is not going to sit here and she's not going to bash her citizens, honey. So, baby, you know. But that Vogue was, oof, child, girl.
It's unfortunate, though, when you leave a house that, you know, people want to chop you because you left the house. That's not right.
Who got chopped?
Huh?
Who got chopped? Who got chopped because they left the house?
Somebody was trying to chop me. Because I left the house of Revlon.
Oh, you're not a Revlon anymore?
007.
Oh, what happened?
007.
Oh, we're gonna have to get you an exclusive interview with Nicole.
Mm.
So you can tell us all about it.
House the bridge.
Where's she at so I can get my $20? I'm still in New York.
I don't know where she at. She ain't even calling in tonight, honey. Sister must be had a long day. Honey, because it's not like her, Miss Thing. She usually low ride for a minute, and then she'll pop in here, Miss Thing. I don't know where she at.
I love Nicola's little blonde, wet and wavy.
Did you?
Did
you like that jumpsuit?
Did
you like her jumpsuit? Are y'all asking me?
Not in London.
You got a rehab job on the time.
The man was asking you, did you like the jumpsuit?
Nicola's jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, I said it was cute.
Hold on. Let me see where she at, honey. I'm about to call her. I'm about to call her on the red phone, honey, and see where she at. Because I texted her earlier, but she didn't answer my text back. She was
posting
all day on
Facebook.
Hold on, y'all. I'm about to call her on the red phone. Hold on, while I'm gonna play the Unforgettable commercial while I get in contact with Nicole. We'll be right back.
Eva and Deja and Eva 707 present The Unforgettable Ball Part 3, November 19th, 2011. Over $7,500 in cash prizes. The first time in the Midwest, paying tribute to the ones before us. Grand prizes. Butch Queen Face, $1,000. Sun Queen Face, $1,000. Realist with a Twist, $600. Sun Queen Performance, $1,000. Butch Queen Performance, $1,000. Butch Queen Runway, $1,000. Best Dress, $200. Entrance, $25 all night. All tables, $100 up front. $150 at the door. 313 Jefferson Street, Dayton, Ohio. Deja and Eva. Eva and Deja, 0072. The Unforgettable Ball, Part 3.
Yes, we are definitely back from our commercial break. Nicola is not answering neither one of her red phones, so I don't know when Nicola is out. Honey. But hold on, we have another caller. Tamara, you stay right there with us. 773-563, you're live on the A on the Recap Show. 773-563, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Y'all girls in the chat room, y'all is coming for Nicole tonight. Y'all is reading her.
What they saying?
I'm not, honey, baby. They is going ham on my sister in this chat room.
They saying she's soaking in Epsom salt.
Hold on, we got another caller. 347-721, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Father Duel.
What's going on? How you doing?
Chilling. I just called to just congratulate James and Rodney on a really, really successful ball. I think these are the type of balls that New York needs because there's really nothing going on up here but, like, the Rumbles. And, you know, we haven't had a Legends ball in a while. And everybody's just kind of sitting there waiting for the New York Awards ball to come up. But I think the ball was really, really hot. Realness was extremely hot. You know, it went up to $2,000. The Legends came out, and they were done. And I was really, really excited to see that. And Realness was never really an exciting category. So also congratulations to Kiana and Eric for snatching the coins. Runway was also hot. It was good to see Stephanie back, Jermaine on the floor, Caliente. And, you know, just want to say congratulations to all the winners. And if Ms. Mimi Khan is listening, I will be storming you because you are not a tall boy. And the girls have been blowing up my phone and my Facebook about this, so I think it's time to make Runway hot. So I will see you at the Vampire Bowl, sweetheart.
Are you a law?
No, Blahnik.
Father Blahnik, New York City.
I was going to ask why was the Fab Laws, why didn't they have a table?
Who?
The Laws, why were they sitting at the couture and the ebony table?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not even a law.
Oh, bloody.
Thank you for definitely calling in. Miss London, your motherfucking mouth mistake, somebody's going to really mold you.
Oh. Kelly, it's okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm
Hold
ready.
On. We have another caller. 347-335. You're live on the air.
Hello, this is Bebe, Allure.
Hey, baby, there go a law right there for you, London.
Oh, she yeah. sounds really proud. Are you proud you guys didn't have a table?
I'm very proud of the law, and everybody on this phone can sit and tell you that the House of the Law has never, ever, ever, ever been pressed about no money, ever. Everybody on this phone can attest to that.
I wasn't talking about money. If you would have a table, don't talk about money. I was saying that you guys didn't have a table.
Well, we did. Just, we chose not to pay for a table.
I had my chair. Why didn't you have a chair?
I was sitting in the chair. Father can attest that I was sitting in the chair. Rodney saw me sitting in the chair. Kelly saw me sitting in the chair. But this conversation.
Another house's chair.
I don't know
it?
Who you are. If Kelly knows who you are, it's not hard for me to find out who you are. Everybody in this phone knows.
Maybe you can find me. Google me.
All right, Kelly. It was nice talking to y'all. Father, I had a great time at your. It was great seeing you. Kelly, it was great seeing you, too. Congratulations on your house, Kelly. Layout, you look wonderful. You look wonderful. Everything was nice.
I know. You were sitting right next to her, were you? You were sitting right next to Naomi and Kelly. Night to night.
I can't. Oh, no, we got another caller. 202-423, you're live for the air.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Everybody, welcome to the radio station. The icon is, yo, Carl James. Carl is live on the air with us.
Oh, Roger, you and James, I had a nice time. Congratulations on your ball. The call.
Thank you,
a wonderful time. I enjoyed myself.
Thank you guys for showing the support as well. We appreciate that.
Oh, my fucking God, Miss London. Bitch, I'm going to have to go get me, I'm going to have to go put on a panty liner, bitch, because this bitch going to make me piss my pants tonight. Bitch, I cannot tonight. I really can't.
Thank you, James.
That is...
If anybody's out there and you got any questions or comments or concerns that you might feel about the ball, please feel free to definitely press 1. The lines are definitely open, honey. Myself and James and Rodney and London and Camara, we are definitely here live on the air with you. We're going to have another caller, private caller. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. This is 15.
What's going on, 15? Welcome back to the airwaves.
Hello.
Finally,
hello,
you
Rodney.
Come out of the chamber.
Hey, 15.
Hi, London. Hello, Rodney. Hello, James.
How you doing?
So, 15, I woke up this morning, and I had a lovely, lovely gagging paragraph from you on my page. What's the tea?
Okay, well, let me start off saying that I had a nice time at the ball. The food was over. It was quite a few people that was there. It was good seeing a lot of the icons and legends in the building. On the scale from 1 to 10, I would give it a 9 as far as the effort that James and Rodney put into the ball. But as far as the competition, it was a 0. A 0. Hello?
Go ahead, 15. The floor is yours,
okay.
Honey.
Okay, let's start off first. When I first walked into the ball, I thought the name of the ball was What's in the Name Ball. What I got from it was What's in the Drug, because the girls were getting ready for Sex Siren and all these categories, and the girls were weighing maybe 100 pounds walking Sex Siren. I mean, girls had shit stains in their drawers in the back. I mean, I just wasn't getting it. I wasn't understanding. Then
they
the
were 250.
It was one that was about 250, almost 300, walking Sex Siren, and I said, what the fuck? Are you saying it was 250 for what, 250 cash?
No, 250 pounds, 250 labels.
Yeah, it was one of them that was a little heavy set, but there was another one that was skinny as shit, and he got 10s, and then another one had shit stains in her drawers, and they gave her 10s, but I didn't get it. But anyway, moving on to that voguing category, that legendary vogue sim. I personally think that everybody should have got just sent on their way. They should have closed that whole category. It was awful to me. It was really awful. Really awful from beginning to end. It was boring. It was draining. And then the way they read the new girls and the way they read Cassandra and everything else, they don't give it. These girls are
they
not giving it.
They can't compare right now.
they don't give it. Like, they can't even go into a duck walk. The knees are shot. They come back up, and then they skip around, and then they keep skipping and going to a halfway dip. Like, girl, what are y'all doing? That's not legendary. You're not showing us what made you legend. Like, it's not showing us anything, and I thought that was really just tacky. Really tacky. Now, the Seven Queen Perfect 10 category, I thought Lisa was the correct person that should have won. I thought everybody else should have got chopped except for, I think her name is Danielle Icon. I think that's her name. I thought she looked nice. I thought she should have been the only one that should have stayed along with Lisa.
So you didn't like Paris 15?
No. Miss Paris' teeth is yellow. First of all, her teeth was yellow. Second of all, Miss Paris is no one's real. The category is Kim Queen Perfect 10. Face, realness, body, sex appeal. Paris is not real. She gets clocked.
You don't think she's real? Wait a minute. You don't think Miss Paris is real?
No.
What makes her not real?
Her face,
hey,
her mug. She looks like
hey,
a tranny. She just looks like a
she
regular
like
tranny
a guy.
To me.
She looks like a guy or a tranny?
She just looked like a tranny, meaning a trendy that got too much work done. Put it like that. She doesn't look handsome as far as in the face. She does have face, somewhat of a face, but her teeth, first of all, are jacked up, and teeth is an element of face, if you really want to get technical. So she's not perfect 10. Lola is not perfect 10. She doesn't have body. Trace doesn't have body. She's not perfect 10 either.
Oh.
Trace looks like a white skater.
Yes.
Oh. No.
Yes.
Like she rides on a skateboard.
I'm a
self kid. My little
one.
Oh. No, the only thing about Paris to me is her face is just too strong. It's strong. You have to say it like strong.
Oh, and her teeth is yellow. Her teeth is yellow. That's why she never smiles hardly when she walks. Her teeth is yellow.
And that's full, Trey?
That's foolery.
No,
maybe
about,
she ate some macaroni and cheese before you seen her.
She's talking about Paris, James.
Huh?
She's talking about Paris.
Oh.
I mean, she looked really fine. Lisa looked very nice. Lisa did. She looked very nice. To me, she had face. Her body was right. She brought the category correct versus Lola bringing it in jeans and a T-shirt. That shit looked tired. It just looked tired. The presence alone should have got her chopped. Trace should have got chopped. They didn't even bring it. To me, they didn't bring it correct except for Lisa and the Icon Child. That was it. As far as the other categories, I mean, they were okay, but I thought it could have been better as far as the competition. But A for effort for y'all, for what y'all put into the ball, because y'all did a very good job.
Thank you.
And so that's all you had to say, 15?
Oh, that's pretty much it until one of these old bitches get on this line and call in so I can read one of these Vogue and Queens, honey.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, 15, we're going to get you right back on hold. Honey, we got your name in the queue, so we're one of the old Vogue Femme bitches calling in. We'll bring you back before the line. Okay, okay, we got another caller, 443-208. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Rodney. Hi, Forward. This is Sierra Ebony.
Hey, Sierra.
Hi, I just want to say I enjoyed it. I really had a nice time. I don't really get to get out to NY that much, but I really enjoyed everybody. Kelly, you look nice. I enjoyed myself perfectly, and I'll see you guys on the next go round.
Hey, thank you, Sierra. We got another caller, private caller. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. What's going on? Who are we speaking with?
I'm the anonymous for this one.
Okay, what's the tea?
I really enjoyed the ball. I thought it was beautiful. I just got a couple of comments I want to make.
Okay, well, go ahead. The floor is yours.
The first comment, I think he's a 007. Kevin, I think his name is.
Oh, you talk about, yes, Kevin, that used to work team performance with Tamara back in the day. Yes,
he was so viable. Quincy Icon, so viable. Foxy, I thought did a great job. Katie, I thought did a great job. I thought Trisha looked really nice, even though I don't think she should be walking space yet. I think she needs to, let it settle a little bit or something, like grow into the womanness a little bit. Who else? Laomi, I thought looked beautiful. Who else? And I want to know where Ricky Aloy is, because I need to see Ricky walk more. I really, really love his voice. I need to walk a little more, and that's about it.
Hey, thank you, darling. Have another
Kelly,
call.
Kelly, what is that echo?
Yeah, I don't know what that echo is. I don't know who has the bad echo. 704-907, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? It's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on? I was just calling. London, can you speak at the same time so everyone can say I'm not London? You know, that was the rumor at BBQ's last night. So can we talk at the same time so we can end this rumor?
London.
London. They are trying it. They are trying it. You see this? You see this? It's a conspiracy.
London,
well,
are you there?
London is definitely on the line. I need you to confirm that and send a screenshot.
Baby.
Kelly, you Sophia. I'll take that. I'll definitely take that. Kelly, Mother Couture. But congratulations to Father James and Father Rodney. The ball was really nice. I just have a question. Can someone define what perfect tens means? Because maybe my definition of perfect tens is something different. Because it seems like...
Let me hear your definition.
Well, my definition of a perfect 10 would be someone who could come out for faith and get 10 by itself, body, and realness. So if you can't walk Fem Queen body, you can't walk Fem Queen perfect 10s. If you can't get 10s for faith, you couldn't walk perfect 10s. If you can't get 10s for realness, like it's the regular cat, not like you have a little bit of both. To me, that's trilogy, right? That's my definition.
James.
What?
James, are you on speakerphone?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, I was. Hello. I'm
okay, because you was the bad echo.
Oh, come on now. I'm sorry.
Oh, so go ahead. Go ahead, Marcus.
Oh, I'm finished. So, I mean, to me, perfect 10 means you're a 10 for all those categories. You could walk that category stand alone and then together. And then trilogy would be you may not have it all, but you have a little bit of each to where, you know, it could be trilogy, but not necessarily
perfect 10. That's what perfect 10 is, trilogy. Did you already put yours in? Mm-hmm. One yours?
Well, I don't know, honey. I don't know, honey. Well, baby, it's a lot going on, baby. It's a lot tonight, honey. And we got a lot of callers. So that was your only question you had, Marcus?
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus. We're going to get you back on hold. Cause we got,
no, like, can I stay on the line so when London speaks, I just won't have any problems?
We got like 8 other callers.
Oh, well, y'all have the premium package, so you shouldn't have that problem on the show, right?
You know we have the premium package.
You said y'all had the premium package. You said that on the radio the other night. There would be no waiting, remember?
It's never no waiting here, honey. But we have all of these girls that we have to get through. We already
all
have...
right, Kelly. All right. I don't mind going back on hold. I'll figure
out. Caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone, private caller. 443. Six,
hello,
eight.
What did I miss? I was in the bathroom.
How convenient.
443-682, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Kelly, how you doing? This is Sebastian Escada.
Hey, Sebastian.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Congratulations on your position.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm here because I was hearing the comment on what was perfect 10s, and I was actually a judge on the panel. And I just want to let everybody know that perfect 10s is face, body, and realness. And not only is perfect 10 is that what it is that you're looking fab in your outfit from head to toe. The people that were chopped for that category was because of the fact they didn't give me perfect 10s from me. If you were in jeans, if you was in a heel, that's not perfect tense. If Lisa Prodigy walks out first in a dazzling dress that was a cocktail dress, then you had the extravaganza. I think that's Paris, and she came
right.
out in gold. So that night, the category was already for them to actually set the standards. So anybody that came out behind them should have been chopped, except Trishie, who had on a dress, who actually looked like that she belonged in that category. I'm sorry for the other houses that didn't bring it correctly at the Icons Ball, but if I had to chop you because of those reasons, I did it and I felt accordingly. So if anybody came back because of they brought them back, that's their ball. I can't contest that.
I have to definitely do agree with you, Sebastian, because I feel the same way. If I know I'm coming out for a category, bitch, and I'm sitting in the back and I see all these other bitches and they giving me more than what I'm giving, bitch, I'm going to try to hit the floor before they hit the floor to get my tens, because I know coming after them, I shouldn't be coming out.
That's just ballroom. When you see a girl come out and she's tearing it up, the next girl come out needs to be tearing up with her. If not, everybody else is chopped. I don't care who you are or what house you belong in, you're chopped. We're no friends on that ballroom floor. We're there to actually keep the ballroom standards very high. And I felt like that was a ball that they needed for me to judge at, and I did exactly what I needed to do. So anybody that came back, you came back, but you didn't win. The two girls that should have been up there were the last two girls standing from the beginning.
Amen to that. Thank you, Sebastian.
And I agree. Wait, before you go, though.
Go ahead, James.
When you were judged, because I was the one that brought Courtney back. And the reason why I brought Courtney back, because I felt that she shouldn't have got chopped, compared to the people that did get tens. I.e. the girls that had on G's, i.e. the girls that didn't have body. You know what I'm saying?
We're not going to do I.E. on this show. We're going to do the names, honey. We're going to do I.E. Trace, i.e. Lola.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the girls that got through that got tens. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't contest it like, oh, no, Sebastian, you know, you're wrong or whatever like that. You know, so I don't want you to think that, because I think that you were a very fair judge this night. But, you know, I did bring Courtney back because I felt like, you know, everybody else got tense, and Courtney looked it just as nice, you know, for the category as everybody else did that got tense, that maybe people felt shouldn't have got tense.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, when I judge, you're an icon, and if you decide to bring someone back at your own function, that's fine with me. But I feel like my house of Escada, I want to keep the ballroom to a certain standard. So because
right.
it was your ball, I wanted to make sure that the people that brought it first actually
and
had a true chance of winning.
Right.
I don't feel
and
like another
did.
Girl
and
should be
did.
Dialing them in jeans and a T-shirt, and
right.
their hair wasn't
but you
presented
gave them
right.
10. But you gave them 10. You gave the girls in jeans and T-shirt 10.
I gave some 10s, but the ones that I did chop, I feel like they didn't. It was something was not right with them.
You only chopped one.
Yeah, I chopped one. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he didn't.
But
see Courtney
I did appreciate though you judging, because I did. You know, for everything else, I think you did a phenomenal job, and I think that you were very, very fair in a lot of your decision making.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you, Sebastian, for definitely calling in here.
All right.
We have another caller, 267-992. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. My comment is about female figure perfect 10. I feel like that a lot of the girls was missing some of the girls had, because a lot of them didn't have face. A lot of them had body, and a lot of them wasn't real. And for someone to say that Danielle should have won, impossible, because she's not realness at all.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait a minute.
And Lola and Trace, they are realness, and not everybody has to have dramatic body. So what do they mean, face, body, and realness?
Right, but again, what category do you walk?
Realness. And if I didn't have it, I wouldn't be out there. Danielle Icon does not have realness. It's so shade.
Well, obviously the judges thought they did, so.
I mean, exactly. That's why Courtney Chitch been stopped, and that's why they brought it back, because they knew they made a mistake, because they let Danielle through.
Well, I brought it back. So what you saying about that?
Okay,
I brought Courtney
well, that's
back.
Good.
Oh,
we're not
okay.
Here to argue. It's my opinion.
So. We
If I remember correctly, Perfect Tense was always a little bit of body, a little bit of face, a little bit of realness, and sex appeal. It was never a full-blown body, full-blown face, full-blown sex.
Right.
It was never that. It was always a little bit of something else. So technically, a lot of those girls were a little bit of everything. Y'all girls got to get your categories together before y'all start going the crazy off.
Right.
Are we going to, so now since you're on the phone, are we going to talk about the masses of senior citizens? Because Tamara won't talk about them.
They were a little bit of everything minus one.
What?
Minus one.
Master of 65 and up, what?
Yes, the masses of 65 and up, because that's what those girls was giving, Miss Day. Like they had, like a Cesarai run them to the board, Miss Day, and pushed them up there, Miss Day, and somebody had to help them out their wheelchair.
They had a Cesarai party bus. They had a Cesarai party bus.
There was someone with a wheelchair there.
I don't mention nobody's name, but you know.
Bitch, you ain't gonna do that, girl. You wanna you saw the same thing to last girl. We ain't gonna do that. No IEs, bitch.
If we mention her name, baby, it's no shade, Miss Thing. Miss Quincy, I done seen her broke a hole into the floor, Miss Thing. I don't know what she was doing, honey. Miss Motherfucking Pretty, oh my God, Miss Thing, that performance was also not so pretty, Miss Thing. Miss Foxy, Miss Thing, I love her down. That's my child, Miss Thing. The foot was messed up. She should have sat it down, Miss Thing. Those tens, I love to say the stars was everything. I love Miss Thing. Miss Kevin 007, Miss Thing, I don't know what the f- I don't know if that was Vogue, Miss Thing, or motherfucking tap dance, or motherfucking ballet, or motherfucking African dance, or what the fuck she was doing, Miss Thing. Honey, I don't know, Miss Thing. It was just enough. Malika, Miss Thing, girl.
Why
did she
to bring her water?
Bring her jeans, Miss Thing, and she couldn't do nothing, Miss Thing. And there's no shade. I don't want anybody to think that it's personal. I'm just reading the girls on their performance. Miss Malika looked like she was about 7 months pregnant, and she was about to have that baby on the floor. Miss Kevin, I gotta give him his props, a little bit of props for him, Miss Thing. He came out, he had some new tricks, Miss Thing, but I have seen him vote much better than that. The only one that I can say that actually came out and gave me a performance, Miss Thing, was Prince and Miss Motherfucking Marquise. The rest of them were senior citizens of a Cesarai Vogue.
You
and
this
Sean.
Yeah, they're showing the good.
And Deshaun, yeah, Deshaun did Deshaun. She always gives you energetic performance, Miss Thing. It be too fast, Miss Thing, gives me a little headache because I'm trying to catch the combination, but it be so fast, Miss Thing, she be making my eyes make me seem like I'm a cock on it.
The rest of
the
Tin Can Man from The Wizard of Oz. They just needed a little bit of oil.
Miss Thing, so I don't want nobody to think that I'm being fierce, Miss Thing, or anything personal, because you know me and Malika don't speak, but so I don't want her to think that this is personal. I'm just giving my opinion on the performance that night.
Well,
but that's how I feel.
You look like you were 7 months pregnant, but you're not trying it.
I wasn't trying it, Miss Thing.
She says she's not trying it, so she's not trying it, right?
And I must say, and Tamara, like I told you while we was walking up the steps, Miss Thing, I want y'all girls in that Masters of Vogue room, Miss Thing, I want y'all to stop reading Miss Hosello for that
Miss Thing,
video,
y'all
Miss Thing.
Stop with our pink pant look.
With his pink pop video, Miss Thing. And I want Taisha to stop getting up every morning saying good morning to the Masters of Vogue every morning.
I'm done with
that. Every morning.
I am done with you, bitch. I am leaving.
Good morning.
Okay. We got to say good morning every morning. You can come sometime in the afternoon. Every morning, how you can say, good morning, Masters of Vogue. Miss Thing, Masters of Senior Citizens. It's time to get these bitches back out there, Miss Thing. I'm going to have Vogue 104, Miss Thing, to get these girls back out there, Miss Thing. Because, bitch, the way those bitches was looking, Miss Thing, I was ready to come out there and play with them, Miss Thing.
Come on, Kelly. Come through.
I want to give a before I forget, Kelly, I want to give a shout out to, even though the category wasn't for anything, it was just for a trophy, you would have thought it was for about $1,000. Foot and eyewear.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's what I gagged when I seen that motherfucking
when I seen the motherfucking DVD, Miss Thing, I seen her sitting down all night at the Ebony table when she had her hat on, and I did not recognize her until I seen her come out for the category on the DVD. Welcome back.
Female figure and male figure, they both brought the crowd to their feet. All the fashion people ran to the front. They went to see it. It was very, very nice. I appreciate Tyra, and I appreciate Danny. You definitely came to the ball and broke the building up for the second half for that foot and eyewear category. I thank you both for coming out and supporting us.
Yes, my favorite. Turned that category out. He reminded me of Donnie.
Mm. Baby, yes, honey. Yes, honey. But, Hosanna, you got anything else to say? Because we got a lot more callers.
No, boo-boo. If anything, I'll call back, girl.
Okay. The next caller we have is 347-413. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney. Hey, James. Hey,
Mama. Hey, Mama.
What'd I tell you? Okay, well, first, before I get the tea out, I want to say, Rodney, again, I had a fantastic time at the ball. I had a really, really good time. Very good, positive
Naima,
event.
Naima.
Huh?
Make sure you thank him for the food.
Don't do it. Wait a minute, London. Wait a minute. Before you get me, let me
and
just
say,
get it out
say
first.
Say sorry for that chair you broke.
Naima, I didn't break no chair.
Yeah, you did.
You fell out the chair.
No, I didn't fall out. I didn't know what happened was. Let me give you the tea before somebody come over here and crucify me. What happened was I was in my thigh-high boot, and I was a little tipsy, and I was trying to walk through the Ebony table and the Milan table, and one of my brothers had their coat on the floor, and my heel got snagged in the coat. So Joseph picked up the coat and was like, wait a minute, sister. He was like, you're moving too fast. And
well, hold on, Naima. That was not the Milan table. The Milans did not purchase a table. That was the couture table. The Milans was just sitting there with us.
Oh, okay.
Naima, are you sure you wasn't running for another plate?
No, London, I wasn't running for a plate. But no, he lifted up the coat, and when he was trying to lift up the coat to get my heel out of it, child, there I went, honey. The London Bridge fell, honey, and I was across that doggone floor. But other than that, I was okay. I was fine. I got back up. I paid it. You know, sometimes shit happens. But I
girl,
had,
baby,
I had
honey, you ain't gotta tell me Naima, because baby, honey, if y'all catch on the DVD, if they got it, baby, I kept feeling those chairs kept going down, honey, and I kept getting another one, honey, bitch. Y'all wasn't gonna have me on the floor.
But you know what though, Kelly? I had a good time though. Me and you, we keyed down over there. I had a really, really good time. The food was good. The food was definitely good. It was some teas up on top of that roof, honey. The girls was coming up on there, honey, with their snacks.
Hey.
And going to the end of the roof, honey, and having snacks out there in the cold. They didn't care. It was carrying on, honey, up there. And I just want to make one more comment. Not going to say no names. Don't want to be no shit starter. But it was a lot of motherfucking androgynous superhero body walking around in that ball Saturday night. No shade.
No, you're not going to do that. Up here tonight, Naima, they put me on the spot. I put James on the spot. So you're going to give us the name.
Oh, just listening.
No, Naima, we want the name. Who was those androgynous bodies?
Well, her name is Kiana, right, with the head on the lace dress.
Kiana Icon.
Okay, I live for her. I live for her body. I live for her titties. But the other one, it was just
her name Danielle. She was just on the phone.
Yeah, that was, you know, I like her, but that was just a lot going on over there.
You got a lot of
you
body
either?
Too, though, Naima.
Huh?
No, Danielle was
you got a lot of body
too. Oh, shit. I'm just saying, the girls were just bodied and bagged everywhere, bitch. It was a lot going on, honey, in that ball. But I had a good time, though. I really did. I really had a fair time.
You added to that body, too, though, baby.
Oh, shit. I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And that body came falling down, honey, on that floor.
Naima.
Uh-oh, don't do it, Kelly. What you get ready to ask me?
Naima, I want to know.
Oh,
I don't know about that elephant queen that y'all was talking about.
Huh?
The elephant queen that you were talking about.
I just said, honey.
Oh, it was another one that the girl asked the question about and then the girls wanted to know about.
Oh, you talking about your girlfriend that everybody was getting it going at the dinner? You talking about that?
Just listening by Naima. Let's call her 443-839. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney? What's up, James?
What's going on? Who is this with this baritone voice?
Daryl Illuminati.
Oh, what's going on, Daryl? How are you doing?
I'm good.
Again.
Thank you. I wanted to say you had a good ball. I wanted to give a shout out to Sierra Ebony for doing swell. Marquise Revlon for doing swell. Dewan Balenciaga, Dewan Blahnik for winning Schoolboy Realness. And BMO was in the building, so that's what I called to say. Oh, Kelly, you look nice too.
Thank you very much. I do try.
All right, good night.
Good night.
He hung up. I gotta keep up appearance since they kicked me out the house.
James?
Huh?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
London?
Somebody in the chat room said that you owe the Mizrahis $1,000 from the Icon Ball.
I don't owe the Mizrahis shit. And that's no shade to the house of Mizrahi. I do apologize for saying it like that, but, you know, well, won't they pay them if they're so concerned about it? Talk about something that happened seven months ago. Come on now. You know, that's the thing about, you know, young
girls. Girl, it's a mistake. What I tell you, baby mama drama, whatever you are in that chat room, you are his. Say.
Wait a
minute.
Maybe
they if they have that $1,000, Trace wouldn't look like a NASCAR racer.
Oh, shit. Stop. Don't bring up old shit like that. That's tired.
That's the girl. That's not London. That's not London,
no.
James.
No,
that's
I know that's not London. I know that's not London. But, you know, I just hate the... never mind.
They said it was actually. They meant to say actually.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and let y'all read her neither. Because y'all didn't say it to her. That's another thing I don't like. When people hide behind
screen names
and be a chick.
I love her because...
No, not you, London. Wait a minute. I hate when people, you know, want to say everything behind somebody's back. I just want somebody to be bold enough to say it to a person's face. Because if you really feel that way, don't come on a radio show or online or on Facebook and say these little things that you want to say. Go to the person, if you really feel that way about somebody or feel that somebody has done somebody a disservice or you just don't see somebody, go to them and let them know how you feel. Because I think that people will respect you a little bit better when you say it like that instead of being on the chat rooms and on the lines. And, you know, yeah, this the radio show, it's a kiki and it's funny and stuff like that, but that shit becomes tedious after a while. You know what I mean? When you keep bringing up the old same shit over and over and over again. Kick rocks with that shit, for real. Come on now.
Yeah. I love her because she showed up the next day and the girls didn't say anything to her.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I had to get some water. Hold on, we got another caller. 347-413, you're live on there.
You know, I forgot to speak to you. What's up, Tamara? But Kelly, wait a minute, why you cut me off? Because we was going to get into that.
Oh, and Kelly, why did the little munchkin shade you like that?
I don't know why he shaded me like that.
Oh yeah, he sure did. He paid you, bitch. He sure did. I wanted to ask you about that too, Kelly, because when you was up there standing there and when it came down to the vote, huh?
Oh, Andre, she gave me it was time for her to pick when I was walking realness and he turned his head towards the left and tooted his nose up and picked your daughter over me.
Who's my daughter?
What's her name?
Tanaya.
What's her name?
Tanaya.
Tanaya. Yeah, I was shooting his nose up and pointing towards Tati. Huh, huh.
She did it with no hesitation. No hesitation at all. Did she have a pubic hair, hair mohawk?
Baby, he did me saying, but the only thing I could say on that, the girls is running around and they saying I wasn't fab when I left the house. But I want to let them know, bitch, that I'm the cat, they're the mouse, and I'm coming for the whole house.
Ooh. You know that scene was made for me, right?
Baby.
Okay, but can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Naima. Your question.
All right, so you know, I just wanted to piggyback off of what Tamara has said. So, what you think about Nicole in that jumpsuit?
Wait a minute. Be careful.
I feel what you wish for, because you know she will be here. Somebody will keep blowing her phone up, and she will wake up, and she will come.
Normally she would have been on here, because I was waiting for her to come on here to see what her comment was about the ball and everything, too. So, I mean, you know, you got to spice it up to get the girl to come on.
Well, how did you feel about the jumpsuit?
You said what?
How did you feel about the jumpsuit?
Well, I don't think she should have wore the jumpsuit. I think she could have wore something else. I don't think she should have wore that.
I think she was bringing it like Remy Martin on her first album.
She don't look like no Remy Martin, honey.
Y'all already know that lady is going to be here tomorrow, Miss Faye. And she's going to go home tomorrow, Miss Faye. Because I don't know where she at right now, and I know somebody is calling her phone, Miss Faye. We still got a lot more time left, Miss Faye, so she might pop up in here real soon, honey. And you know when she comes, bitch, she's coming like Edward Scissorhands. Her claws is going to be out.
Oh, James.
Yes.
Kiana wanted me to let you know that she was sorry that she couldn't make it, but she was under the weather.
Okay. Thank you.
But now, we're going to put you right back on hold, honey. When Nicole calls up in here, we're going to bring you right back on the phone, honey.
Thing.
You asked the question, Naima. Come on.
202-681, you're live on the air.
Hi, London. London.
Marcus.
Oh, you tried that, Kelly. You tried that.
You saying London, bitch, like that nobody don't know your voice.
That's a lie. You know what? This is some tea.
Marcus, you're calling in from all these different numbers, and every time you call in, it's London.
Well, it's definitely not, Kelly. But tell me the question we asked at BBQ's last night. Would you like to answer it publicly?
Oh. What was the question?
The top three most fierce looking femme queens at the ball.
Oh, shit.
Kelly. I guess I'm Kelly now, too, right? Kelly.
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 Marcus.
So?
With Ashton
at.
Hold on, because my phone
had just tried that.
Hold on, my phone got disconnected. I had to call back into the show, honey. I was getting it. Because it seems like every time you call it here, Miss London disappears, Marcus.
I think that's some tease. I think y'all need to stop playing on the phone. You and the well, I guess the non-existent switchboard. Y'all need to stop that. And that voice y'all are doing, whoever London is. But I am not London, so y'all can stop texting me. Y'all can definitely not London. I didn't get to see that much of the ball. I was at the bar, so I couldn't see Naima fall down or anything like that.
Oh, shit.
Well, where the fuck is London right now when you're on the phone?
Can you answer the question? You made a statement last night that the worst three looking femme queens at the ball. Can we get that answer aloud?
Baby, I didn't make a statement. Y'all asked me
who was
the worst three femme queens at the ball, Miss Day, and y'all mentioned a name, and I'm not going to mention that name. honey, who y'all mentioned, and I didn't write, well, if that's what y'all said,
no,
I guess so.
Not at all. I'm a journalist, so I didn't mention any's names. But what was one of your names?
What'd you say?
What was one of your names that you just didn't think they looked the best that night?
I didn't have. One of the names that I said, because y'all said wasn't a con fem queen that looked fierce, mistake. I said, well, Miss Athena is a fem queen.
Miss who?
Well, hold on, not y'all, because I didn't say anything. I didn't get to see the girls that night. But the ball was really nice again. Kelly, I still want you to answer that question. You big and bad. I want to hear that answer.
Something's going on right
you
wanna
now. You
want to
play, Kelly? You
want to
play?
I don't know what's going on right now, why you in London is having these, you know, 1 minute you're on the phone and London's gone, then you come on and then London's gone. It's just, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I accept that.
I don't know. And the girls, I never knew. I just seen the number come up like 2 weeks ago.
I was on the phone with London, remember? I was the one that called in and read Kiki. Remember? I was the one that outed who Kiki was the night that Kiki came for Janice. So that was me. So, yes, I have been on the phone with London at the same time. Remember?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know where London's at.
London
disappears coming on when you come on. So I don't know what say.
Oh,
honey.
Okay.
Baby, I don't know what to say, honey. Baby,
so did y'all talk about
shows, honey?
Can we talk about the additional $1,000 that was given away and, you know, what that kind of means?
Red.
Or had they not paid for
Red Legend?
Yeah, I don't know if they advertised it, so I don't know what we're allowed to say or what we're not allowed to say.
You can't say it. It wasn't no secret.
Talk about the $1,000 that he gave out at
Rodney
and
the board. Not the secret. I know they announced it, and they announced they were giving us something else away, but, you know, I don't know if they promoted their ball. So.
Oh, no, you can say about the extra $1,000 that he paid for
you
the Rodney and the grand prize, but we're not going to be talking about anything else.
Oh, well, I guess can I ask this question? Does it legitimize the next function that comes up? How do people feel about that?
No.
Do you think that was a good step?
Bitch, I don't think it legitimizes anything for me.
Oh.
Bitch, it doesn't legitimize shit for me, bitch, because I don't see... I don't see how somebody, and no shade to anybody, but saying, I don't see how anybody having such a ball of this magnitude a month before a fire comes out.
I guess that's some concern too, but you know, I still, you know, they were there, and you know, they did what they did, and you know, that was, you know, I think for anybody who had any questions whether they had any form of money, you know, it kind of takes at least that doubt away that, you know, because random people just don't give away money at someone else's ball, something that they wouldn't, you know, benefit
normally
from.
Do.
So that was really nice of them. You know, that definitely.
Yeah, sure.
It took some doubt out of my mind a little bit.
Well, it was definitely an effort to show, from the conversation that me and Red had, it was definitely an effort to show, like, you know, that he was serious about the function that he's throwing November 6th, you know, and he asked me, was it okay? He agreed that it was okay to do it, you know? And also, you know, it gave the patrons, they didn't have to put the money, they each got $1,000.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely was nice.
That was definitely cute. I want to thank you for definitely calling in, Marcus. We have a whole bunch of other callers.
Also, you really want to get London back on the line, huh?
No, I don't want to get London back on the line. I just want to go down through the rest of the callers that we have.
Well, I know you got that premium show, so you should be able to have all of us on at the same time, Kelly. There's never been a problem with me saying before.
If you can stay there, Marcus. Naima,
okay.
Your line's back on the air.
I just want to say I'm waving my church finger over here, honey, at you, Kelly, because you hit Jariah in tonight.
Why are you waving your church finger over here?
I'm waving my...
me a question. The girl's two names with the questions. And I said, baby, I didn't say yes or nay, mistake. I just said, Athena is a big queen also.
Ooh. I'm
but
waiting
the girls
about...
wanted to know. Okay, since you and Marcus is here, y'all want to put it on the spot. Okay, we were at DBQ's last night, and I'm not going to mention all the girls that was there because everybody didn't come up on the phone line to make themselves know that they was at BBQ's. But since Marcus and Naima is here, it was other girls there along with Marcus and Naima, and they wanted to know who was the ugliest swim queen in the ball. And both mentioned my sister's name.
Who mentioned the name?
They mentioned, I'm not going to mention who, but they mentioned was Nicole the ugliest calm swim queen in there. I mean, I don't know what y'all talking about. Athena is a calm too, and she's also a swim queen.
Well, Kelly, I need you to classify this day.
Yeah.
Who is the day? Because Marcus didn't say nothing.
Well,
you have to mention the day because those girls didn't come up on the line and ask the question. Marcus came and asked the question. Now, if all the rest of the girls from the elite circle would like to call in and put themselves here on the forefront, then I'll mention the forefront. But they're not here on the forefront, so I'm not going to mention them because they're anonymous.
Well, all I got to say is when I came in, you know, the girls were already, you know, there, and it was already up in the air, given very who was the three ugliest fin queens. The names were already put out there, and I keyed along with it, along with my two cents.
And that conversation had happened before I got there, because the girls was there since 5. I didn't get there until 7.
Well, I didn't get there until 9.
No, we
didn't
get there at 5, Kelly.
I didn't get there until 6:45, 6:50. And it was the subject was already being talked about already, about the three ugliest fin queens in that ball Saturday night.
I don't think they said ugliest fin queens. I think they said worst looking. They didn't say ugliest.
Well,
they
ugly
said
and
worst
looking. It's like the same thing, right?
No, I think they were talking about what allude they were given, not how they look. It was really what they had on and what presence they brought that night.
I think
that's what those people meant.
Okay.
Y'all better be careful talking about my daughter. She's going to
hold on. 917-364, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, Kelly and London and everybody? This is Neptune Milan. How y'all
doing
tonight? I was calling in, I don't want to be redundant, but I have to say this. The fem queens that came in to walk Perfect 10, a lot of them come to Vogue nights looking like they're walking for $1,000, and they came last night or Saturday looking like they were just pumping on the show. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? They just look tattered, and it's just like to be Perfect 10, regardless of the, you know, a little bit of body, a little bit of face, like, besides the Strava and the Prodigy, like, none of them were put together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be the epitome of, like, a femme queen perfect 10. You're supposed to make people want to say, damn, I'm going to become a femme queen because you look so good and you just present that aura. You know what I'm saying? But none of them even had that. And then, like, as far as the Butch Queen performances, like, I mean, for Masters of Vogue, it was Prince and Marquise. But besides that, it was, like, same old shit. And, I mean, like, the reason why I wanted to say something is because these are the people that the new generation has on their panels, judging them, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, it's cute when the girls come out for LSS and Vogue nights, but you can't bring it for Masters of Vogue category. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, and for any Vogue femme or any, like, femme queen that got chopped, for them to read the panel, that's just, like, that's not even called for, because those are the people who paved the way, you know what I'm saying, to give that expertise opinion. And they've done it before.
Somebody from the Vogue Masters read the panel?
No, I'm just saying, you know how the people, like, once they, some of the Vogue and girls, like, was reading the panel. Because, you know, once they got stopped and they got read about Vogue and, like, virgins.
Okay.
So it's just kind of like, you know, you can't do that because those are the leaders that have paved the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was true. Like, it was born. And it was, like, it was same old shit. Like, and the thing about it that made it even more sad was the legends that were walking, with the exception of Prince, I would say, most definitely, and Marquise, they're like young legends. Like, they're not like a Christina Tsunami that's been out for years and years. They just became legendary. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are they tired? They were winded. Like, you know what I'm saying? After a few battles, like. And now
because, you know, the girls feel that they can come out there and they can give you a bam, 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 and it should be tens instead.
Exactly. And they're lucky because, like, as many people that, especially in Malachi now, I'm going to be specific, since I know I said on your Facebook, Kelly, like, let's be specific tonight. Like, Malachi made a comment about Cassandra as a legendary in a Vogue night, and it's kind of like, you're lucky that she wasn't there, because you, baby, would not be able to handle her. Like, you would not be able to keep up with her. And it's for a lot of them. Like, they just didn't have the stamina. Like, they don't have what it takes. So it's like they need to think about that next time they be on a panel of the judge. Like, if they can't do it, like, let's keep it cute. Like,
Okay, but I'm
about to go in the club, and I hope you have a wonderful night, but I wanted to drop in on the Tins and Chop.
Thank you for definitely dropping in.
You're welcome. All right, have a nice evening.
We got another caller, 678-913. You're live on the air.
Just listening, Kelly.
Okay, thank you for definitely.
Right. I caught it, too.
Hey, Alexis.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? I just want to comment on the ball. First of all, James, the ball was a nice, successful ball. Rodney, very nice ball.
Thank you.
I want to piggyback on the Fem Queen Perfect 10, because I think there will be a lot of controversy. My definition of Perfect 10 is a person who's not overly surged, that has body, face, and realness. Examples: Tamara Mugler, perfect 10. She's not oversurged. Her body's not overly surged, but she's realness, and she's not clockable. Get it? Clockable. If you're clockable, you're not real. You can be pretty, you can have faith, but you're clockable. Another example of perfect 10 is my sister, Kiana Icon, perfect 10 when she used to walk sex siren. James Icon, correct or incorrect?
Oh, mistake, girl, come on!
Oh, hello?
Ooh.
Where did y'all go?
Well, he was on the roll so far, honey. Kiana, I love all them teddies, honey, yes.
Oh, she's on the roll, mistake, but I want her to call in here with her number not blocked, mistake, and talk in her normal voice like she does all the time.
Who, Keisha?
Yes! I'm trying to sound like the train, Keisha, and talk in your voice. Thank you, Keisha.
Kiana, okay. What is it now? I'm sorry.
Baby, Keisha, baby, don't, bitch, you're not a scared bitch, Miss Say. Why are you calling here trying to sound like the train, Miss Say, and then you cracking up, Miss Say, Keisha? You come in here and you say what the fuck you gotta say.
Right. Hello, can anyone hear me? Hello?
Oh, you're
back. Oh, my phone was breaking up.
Oh, your phone is carrying tonight, huh?
Your phone is carrying up. 1 minute you here, the next minute Marcus is not here. What's going on?
My phone is doing shows.
Your phone is doing shows, honey. Baby,
yes.
I can hear the God, honey. I thank you, Marcus, honey.
No names, Kelly, no names.
And I don't care what nobody's saying. My daughter's... Yeah, y'all and Kiana, they were sitting. I don't care.
Hey, first of all, okay, the whole thing with that perfect 10, y'all girls, the girls taking this shit so far, and so that category is 25% of each of those four categories. If a bitch got 25% of each of those categories, they are tens, mistake. Like, why does everybody want to sit here and they want to bash these girls? And then you wonder why they have to have female categories. Because the
right.
Fifth don't want to come out because y'all want to sit here and y'all want to bash them and y'all want to go down their motherfucking throat. And half of you bitches out here that want to sit here and read them read these bitches, and y'all to pop the piston or when they'll throw it out. And one day, bitch, y'all probably will sleep on these bitches' floors.
Right. If y'all haven't already.
And somebody asked, well, somebody would have hit me up and asked me why I'm defending the Fem Queens and not defending the Masters of Vogue. Because those Masters of Vogue was motherfucking tired and they was motherfucking late, Miss Say. That performance was fucking horrible, Miss Say. And they lucky that I wasn't on the panel. Because if I was on the panel, bitch, it wouldn't have been five battles. It would only been one.
Marquise and Prince. Straight to the motherfucker. Marquise, it would have been two battles, excuse me. Marquise, Prince, and Deshaun. Whichever one would have stayed, it would have been one battle with the three of them turning it out. All the rest of them would have got chopped. And that would have been it. And that would have been an end of it. Because it was hardwood, it was late, Miss Thing. I seen these motherfucker bitches come out, Miss Thing, bitch. And I made it hot when they was reading Cassandra, because they didn't see Cassandra for late day performance, Miss Thing. And I made it motherfucking hot at a Vogue Tuesday, bitch. And those bitches go like it was no motherfucking tomorrow, Miss Thing. And then y'all come to a fab Icon, two icons just having a ball mistake and give us that motherfucking dry ass lackluster motherfucking performance that I could have did without mistake. I could have still been around the corner eating me some macaroni and cheese and some steak and some motherfucking green beans and motherfucking cornbread, bitch, for that motherfucking performance. Because that's what I cooked before I left to go to the motherfucking ball. That's how dry the motherfucking performance was, mistake, bitch. But then they want to sit here and they want to read Cassandra and want to downplay her legendary status. Whenever that bitch comes out, Cassandra gives you a motherfucking performance. And then these masses want to take and read the new legends that's out here and they are turning it and giving us a performance of a lifetime, Miss Thing Girl. I don't ever want to see another legendary performance category if these bitches ain't going to come out here and give me what the fuck I want. And it's no shade to none of them. And if any of you masses is out there and y'all feel some type of way, y'all can definitely have the floor and y'all can definitely call in here. We got 46 minutes left and y'all can call in and y'all can say whatever y'all want. Nobody's going to place y'all home. Nobody's going to read y'all. Everybody's just going to give their opinion about y'all sorry-ass motherfucking performance that y'all gave. And I hope y'all do a much better performance at the Christian Bowl because I hear Ayana has that same category with the list of girls' names. And I hope they give us a motherfucking better performance at the Christian Bowl because, bitch, if not, girl, please, Miss Thing. And there's no shade to the judges that was up there. Some judges had their opinions, and they said what they said. Your opinion should have been a chop. It shouldn't have been opinion.
Well, when is the Christian Bowl?
The Christian House Bowl. It's coming up in January or February.
Oh.
In D.C. But that's how I feel about the opinion. It's no shade. It's no shade. It's no shade. I don't want nobody to take this any type of way. I was the only person that said something on that panel. I felt if they gave you virgin performance, and they was a legend, you should have chopped them.
Yeah, he read.
Okay. The legendary overall East Coast Mother Cabbage, Emily, you're back on the line.
Nah, this is not East Coast. This is Joseph. I just want to say something about legends. Isn't legends consistent of, like, time and experience? Isn't that what a legend is?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, to be honest, I'm just speaking from my personal opinion. A lot of people are being legendary now and stuff like that, but these people don't know what the fuck legendary is.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, the legend has no more values. My thing is any craft that you do, whether you're in the music industry or whatever, 10 years solidify you being legendary. Y'all need to stop giving these people these 7 years and these things, and this is me speaking and stuff like that. I only been walking for 9 years. I don't want to be legendary until I've been walking 10 or more years because that means you put your time in. Y'all keep giving these people that's been out here for 7 years, 6 years legendary, and then when they come out there and disrespect the real legends that's been doing it and put their time in, how can y'all compare the two? Don't get me wrong. I think people are talented and people are serving it and doing what they're doing. But 10 years, I mean, that feels that you puts your stamp down that you've been doing it for a long time.
Well, I do gotta agree with you. I do gotta agree with you somewhat with that, Joseph. Even the legends that have been doing it for 10 and 15 years, when they come out there and they still give you a lackluster performance because they have been doing it for so long, and they think they can come out there and they can shake a little this and shake a little that,
nah,
and they get a little
them.
Thin.
I
no,
don't think
bitch,
if you,
I want
you
to
if
give
you legendary,
me
if you legendary
every time you come
that.
Out.
No, you should turn it every time you come out if you're a legend and stuff like that. I don't think shimmying down the runway and moving from side to side makes you a legend. And that shit, you look, people out there, they look fierce. If you're a legend, just come out there and turn it and show the people why you're a legend. You know
yes,
what I mean?
And that's what all the legends should do. Every time they come out there, they should give you a show-stopping performance.
Exactly. Show them why you're legendary and stuff like that. No shade. You got people that's legendary and shit like that in icons. When they
hold on, Joseph.
Hold
on. If y'all go in the chat room, no, Amari is not legendary. He won the regular category, and he got to battle with the Masters of Vogue. He is not legendary. Far from it.
Oh, well, they called him out legendary for in VA, though.
Go on, Amari Mizrahi.
Yeah, someone called him out as legendary. I was there. I was asking the same question.
Oh, boy.
Legendary of a Kiki house?
But that's all I wanted to say. But I just think legendary is time and the experience that you put into the ballroom scene. And if y'all don't make a statement of what legendary is, everybody going to be legendary before time and stuff like that. I just think it's foolish to make somebody legendary.
I don't think everybody should be legendary.
No, I don't think so either.
Everybody don't go platinum, so I don't think everybody should be legend.
Joseph, I
got a question
for you. Who?
Joseph.
Yeah.
When you gonna bring your cousin to a ball?
Ooh.
James, don't do that over here. Don't do that over here. Please don't do that over here. I'm not bringing that man to no ball.
Well, what cousin is this?
That. You know what? I'm just listening.
I'm coming to Brooklyn.
Yeah, come to Brooklyn. You get all the shit.
I'm coming to Brooklyn. I want cabbage. I'm coming over.
Mind you, she got some fucking apple danishes in the oven, some pork chops, some gravy and rice, collard greens and shit. We about to eat down.
Well, I'm coming over there.
I'm on my way, honey. Is the cousin over there?
No, the cousin ain't over here.
Oh, because I can scoop James up if we come through.
Yeah, James, you still live in Queens?
Yeah, James, still in Queens.
Well, we having a Thanksgiving get-together then. We got to do something.
Yeah.
So, Naima, are you on your way?
I sure I'm coming right on over there, honey. Get right up on this train.
Naima, we don't got a place for you, Naima. You tell the people right
you're going to be there for Thanksgiving. I'm bringing a pineapple upside down cake. I'm coming over.
And I just wanted to say something. My sister Naima didn't break no table. She broke the floor. There's a difference.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Naima. But that shit was so funny, Naima. I mean, you just felt it was like timber. That's all was popping in my head when you said. But I helped you up. So just make sure you put that out there. I helped you up.
Okay. You did, but mind you, I tried to grab you, but you know what, though?
Yeah, you tried to grab me and bring me down with you. That's fucked up.
Mind you, Kelly said, oh, bitch, I'm a post it on Facebook tonight. I said, please don't do that.
Because, Naima, you felt and it was loud, too. It was so
oh,
loud.
Shut up. It wasn't loud. Get off. Go back.
It
go
was
in the
loud. But I'm just listening. I love y'all. Y'all be safe.
Dexter, you're live on the air.
Just listen.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Felicity, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Okay, this question is directed to you, Kelly, and I want you to be completely honest with me, okay? Why do you have so much animosity towards the members of the House of Mizrahi when the problem of you leaving, or however you want to put it, had nothing to do with the members, because you have a lot of friends and family that are still members, but it seems like every time you get a chance, you throw a jab at a member who totally did nothing to wrong you or disrespect you. And I just feel as though you, the way you practice and you preach and you say X, Y, and Z, you of all people shouldn't do that, because these same people are the people that looked up to you, and these are the same people that still talk very nicely of you and respect you, but every chance you get, you have something negative to come out your mouth to say about the Mizrahis that are still Mizrahis. And I just think, coming from you, Kelly, and you are considered my sister, and I love you to death, but I just feel as though that is definitely, definitely something that you should look on upon and not do.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, my phone cut off. What was you saying?
Oh, yeah, not your phone. You know what, Kelly?
It wasn't the first time my phone cut off. But I heard a piece of what you said. So I'm gonna give you what I've been giving the girls. Okay?
You know I'm not being disrespectful.
No, you're not being disrespectful, but I'm gonna tell you exactly why. Because you have dirty ass motherfucking naughty ass non motherfucking sacks of bitches that wanna sit in that motherfucking house, and they wanna sit and they wanna try to read me mistake for the things that I did for that house for many years, and that I was worth nothing. Bitches that ain't ain't even on my motherfucking level. They ain't got a pop of piston or window to motherfucking throw it out. And they want to try to come for me, bitch. They can't come for me, bitch, because they want to sit around and they want to get set, motherfucking get their brain washed and say shit that they have no business talking about or shit they have no business knowing about, because half of these bitches were still in motherfucking grade school where half of this shit was motherfucking being done and being motherfucking said. So they have no business knowing that, because all ass bitches in your house want to sit and want to feed their motherfucking head with motherfucking shit, and then they want to make comments about me, okay? The fact of the matter is that the girls don't keep it cute. They're going to know exactly who Mother U-Haul is and exactly who Kick Ass Kelly is, because I don't take your shit, bitch, and you bitches ain't going to sit and read me, not you. And they're not going to sit and try to read me and downplay all the motherfucking shit that I did for that motherfucking house. Because when bitches that were higher up from me was not answering the phone, I was answering the phone. I was making their motherfucking decisions, bitch. And everybody want to sit and they want to take credit for all the motherfucking shit that I motherfucking did. Bitch, kiss my motherfucking ass and marinate your motherfucking barbecue sauce, bitch. Bitches want to sit here and now everybody wants to be in the forefront and everybody wants to take and do what they gotta do to make this house motherfucking shine. Bitch, they're gonna continue to do what the fuck they gotta do, Miss Bay, because they don't wanna make it seem like, bitch, because I left the house fell. That's why they was out in strong numbers at motherfucking Rotten Ball. And that's why they're gonna continue to be out at balls, making it seem like Kelly wasn't the that was doing what she was doing. And what the house the motherfucking feel. They can kiss my motherfucking big black ass and they can suck my motherfucking dick.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Hum no ling no cure, hum no ling no cure, hum no ling no cure.
Okay, that was that.
Last Tuesday, when they was on their way driving home from motherfucking Broke Tuesday and Mike Carr and motherfucking AJ and TT want to sit and read me and talk about, I never do nothing, I never work shit, I was nothing good for ordering pizzas and all types of motherfucking shit, bitch, and they was making pussy so mad that she understand them and they motherfucking neck. Bitch, you can kiss my motherfucking big black motherfucking ass.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, everything I did, bitch, is going to continue to happen over here for the motherfucking House of Couture, bitch. I get too fucked. I wish all of y'all, when the young y'all call me and we speak as sisters, as girlfriends, say that I'm coming back to the house of Miss Rahi. Like I tell everybody, bitch, the only way I will come back. Bitches got to drive down and be in their motherfucking grave, and I have to have total motherfucking control before I come the fuck back over there. And that's all I got to say on that motherfucking matter for the rest of the motherfucking night. And if any bitches want to have motherfucking shade or want to throw shade towards me and they want to make comments, bitch, that they're going to make sure nobody ever joins this motherfucking house, bitch, every bitch that I'm recruiting and that's coming to this house, bitch, they're going to be legend, bitch. So if they get shaded in this thing, it's out of total blatant motherfucking shade. But the girls don't want to play with me, Miss Faye, because I'll make y'all put that motherfucking house on fucking blackout, bitch, and it'll never work again, bitch. Okay, and for the girls, leave me the fuck alone.
Okay. Well, I definitely understand where you're coming from. But I'm definitely, it saddens me that you feel so deeply towards these certain individuals that quote unquote said things about you, but at the end of the day, it's not the entire house. So you can't sit here and say,
hold
on, let me finish.
But Kelly,
Just let me finish. I did not interrupt you. Just let me finish. All I'm saying is you still have a lot of people in this house that still look up to you. So there's no need for you to be so negative towards every single member of this house and try to pick and throw stones at different people when you see them at functions, when you see them on the internet. It's no need to do that because a large majority of people that are still in the house of Ms. Rahi still look up to you. If you have a problem with certain individual people in this house, house, then you take it up with those individual people. But do not try to shine and black shine the entire house of Ms. Rocky, because I'm still there. I'm still your sister, and I'm not choosing sides on anything. But that, but you to make a general statement.
If anybody feels it's shade, then if they feel it's shade and shade is coming towards me, that's their problem. If they feel it's shade, I don't feel shade.
No, it's not. It's not shade, Kelly. It's not. It's not. Listen, it's not shade, Kelly. It's exactly what comes out of your mouth is how it's supposed to be interpreted and taken. If you think of some of the things that you're saying that are so negatively spoken about the house of Ms. Rahi, come on, I tell you, you just left the house of Ms. Rahi. How can you be miserable for life or in love with the house of Ms. Rahi for so many years, and then all of a sudden this hatred can brew and just come out of nowhere? You're not. You shouldn't do that. That's not genuine.
Let me finish,
Kelly. That's not a genuine characteristic of a person, period. So all I'm saying to you is, before you categorize the entire house for people that are going off on you, you shouldn't do that, because a large majority of the people and kids in this house still look up to you to this day. So if you have a personal problem with individual people in this house, then you call and reach out to them. You send for them, and they'll send for you.
I'm not reaching out to nobody.
Let me finish. You are reaching out. Let me finish, Kelly. And half of the things that you're saying,
Bitches should have been trying to reach out 3 weeks ago. Bitches should have been trying to reach out before the collection board. Now all of a sudden, bitches want to try to reach out. They can kiss my motherfucking ass. Naomi did nothing to Andre. Why did Andre not speak to Naomi on Saturday?
Guess what, Kelly? Once again, that's an individual person in the house of misery. If you have a problem or concern, you take it to that one person. You do not make such a general statement that reaches all broad aspects of this house and expect people to sit back and not feel a certain type of way. Because 80% of this house, 85% of this house has done nothing wrong to
you.
So all I'm saying is, I want you to be the person that I met. I want you to be the woman. Now let me finish. I want you to be the woman that I've learned to love and respect. And okay, and like I said, once again,
I've been saying, all the shit that happened over the years, I'm going to put it all out there now, all the shit that happened over the years with Pussy, with Andre, and all types of shit, it's no reason why Chi-Chi, AJ, and all those girls know all of that motherfucking business, because those bitches were still in grade school when all of that shit was happening. Just throw that shit in Pussy's face.
Okay, and now the list goes up. That's about 4 individuals that you mentioned you have a problem with. Like I said, that's 4 individuals. That make up less than 0.5% of the entire house. You talk to those individuals and stop trying to make such a generalized statement and act like you're
going to be
vicious.
You said
you have it out for the entire house of Ms. Rahi, and like all I'm getting on this radio station to say is the entire house of Ms. Rahi has not wronged you. Okay, well then those girls that quote unquote said whatever they had to say to you, you take it up with those girls. But don't make a general statement. Be a woman of caliber and know that not everyone has wronged you. That's all I'm saying, because I would not be on the phone if I did not care.
I'm not a woman of caliber. Okay, well then
I'm sorry to hear you say that.
Bitch, Miss Andre got fucking nerve to snoot her motherfucking nose in the air and turn her motherfucking face and pick the other motherfucking child over me. Bitch, please.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that happened. Once again, that's an individual person, and you take
sorry
it
that happened. It was motherfucking
shit. Okay, I see now this is going back and forth. It's not making any progress.
I'm
so
gonna
I love
show
you
the
now.
Girl
I'll
exactly.
You. I'll have a conversation with you. I'll talk to you later on outside of this radio show, and we can talk about it in detail. Sorry you feel that way, but right now I see that this is a public conversation that does not need to be public. So I will call you after this is over so you and I can finish this conversation. You can
we're
call
not,
me.
We're not going to finish this conversation because I'm highly upset. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. We don't have to talk about this. I talked to you about a lot of other stuff. Then
I'll finish this, bitch. Trust me. The girls are going to learn, bitch, my rasmus thing. The girls want to sit there and the girls want to write motherfucking comments and all types of motherfucking shit, Miss Faye.
Okay, Kelly. Okay, well, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, make any assumptions. I wasn't there, so I can't get into that. I'm speaking. I'm just one voice. I'm one voice that gets a lot of information, and I'm speaking on behalf of what...
That comment that happened today when Zsa asked Jack, oh, is the Christmas party still happening? And Jack said on his comment, oh, yes, the Christmas party is definitely still happening. Why would it not happen? Because I've been holding it down for 5 motherfucking years. Bitch, no, bitch, okay? Let's talk about the motherfucking bitch when I held it down and spent $1,000 out of my surge money to pay for the Christmas party. But he's been holding
okay,
it down
Kelly,
for the last
okay,
5
Kelly,
fucking years.
And Kelly, and guess what? All I have to say is the relationship that you've built over the years with this house, with Andre, with Andre,
my girlfriend,
the relationship,
and they
with
my father, and they
with
my mother, bitch.
But guess what, Andre, I mean, Kelly. Okay, but guess what? If that relationship that you built with all these individuals that you speak of has a great foundation.
I understand
that. All I'm saying is the relationship obviously did not have the foundation that you thought it had. Okay, you know what, Kelly? Right now, you're just going
to
keep yelling. So I'll call you later.
Because it has nothing to do with you.
Okay, it has something to do with me because I still wear the same last name and I care about all of y'all. That's why it has something to do with me.
But you have a great night
and I'll talk to you later, okay? Love.
But Felicity, how do you know that? How do you know who's talking and who's not talking when you're not always there?
All I'm saying is, in this day and age, baby, they talk about everyone. But if you're not sitting there face to face with the person to hear what's coming out of their mouth, this whole he say and she say third party conversations.
I'm on the air.
You can never sit there and believe.
You're live on the air.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi everyone. To diffuse the situation. Let me say something. And I've been in the house with Ms. Rahi for. I remember Kelly when you first came down to Virginia and the lovely young lady that you were. Let me just say this to everyone listening. There will never, if the house of Ms. Rahi lasts for another 100 years, there will never be another Kelly. And when I say that, I don't mean just in the name of Kelly. I mean someone who has given as much. First of all, it's probably not even needed because you helped build what we are today. I give you just so much props for the bullshit you've endured, for the time you put in, for the kids you've helped prepare for ball, for Christmas parties and cookouts and light bills and car notes and people just keeping people off the streets and sleeping in the cold, all of that. We can't take anything away from that. And Felicity, I 100% support what you said, but you're not hearing the pain. You're not hearing her pain, and that's why you're getting the pushback that you're getting. It's not that what you're saying is incorrect. And you know that I love Andre, I love Jack, I love to talk to Ms. Rahi, but this lady is hurting. She's hurting, and we first have to acknowledge that. And that's the only way the fire is ever going to get put out, is that we have to acknowledge that she's been hurt. She feels like she's been wrong. And Andre has spoken to us about how he may not have handled certain things correctly, and how that gets fixed is going to be between the two of them. This friendship is between the two of them. The breakdown of it is between the two of them. They have to fix it. I can't fix it. Felicity, you can't fix it. Jack can't fix it. As far as whatever Jack says on Facebook, Jack is a PR person. And if you ask him something publicly, you're going to get a public answer. And that's what you're going to get on Facebook. You're never going to know the heart of Jack Mizrahi on Facebook. So take it for what it's worth. But to get back to Kelly, you and I have talked, and we've shared a lot, and you've enlightened me to a lot of things. Because even though I've been in the house, I don't get into the nitty-gritty of the drama that happens. I try to diffuse stuff when it gets public, but
Susan,
I try to let
when
people...
I tell you, it's just so much that Felicity don't know, and that she will never know, because they're never going to put her in the loop of the full extent of the situation, because Felicity is my sister, okay? For those bitches to sit there last Tuesday and come uptown in my car and read me, and my cooking was horrible for the Christmas party. I gave out cheap motherfucking presents, bitch, and all types of shit. Bitch, I ain't never been to a motherfucking Christmas party, bitch, when every motherfucking member in the motherfucking house, and they get U.S. polo. They got official polo, bitch. Every guest that was at that motherfucking Christmas party walked out of there with a gift. Every child had a motherfucking gift, and y'all bitches want to sit here, and y'all want to try to read me, bitch, shit that they have no business knowing about, Susan, because, bitch, when Pussy was in love with Andre, these bitches was in grade school. These bitches wasn't even allowed to go outside by themselves. How the fuck they know this shit?
Right. And like I said, a lot of things are being done now. And it's, everybody's in reactionary mode instead of just letting this shit die down. Because, like I said, the friendships. And Felicity, after tonight, I hope that you won't publicly get involved, because you and Kelly have a relationship that's outside of the ball.
No, I mean, I'm not involved in a negative way.
But sometimes when you try to smooth things over, you end up with a carpet with a big old lump in the middle of it. You can put the carpet on top of all that dirt, but you really need to move the carpet back and sweep and clean for real. So right now, what you're doing is like a sweeping it under the carpet type of thing, and it needs to be dealt with in private or left alone altogether, because it's going to keep blowing up like a ball of fire, and it's really ugly. But just for me personally, and for most of
it, just needs to be left alone. Like, I spoke with Susan, and I said, I don't know when it's going to happen, whenever it happens, but it's not going to happen no time soon. The situation just needs to be left alone. Bitches need to keep their mouth closed. Because if I hear another bitch say anything or read me, bitch, I don't give a fuck how long that I was in that house. I'm going to go outside their motherfucking mouth. Because I don't read motherfucking bitches. When I say stuff, everything that comes out of my mouth, bitch, is the truth. I don't read. I say the truth, and I say facts. So if the girl's going to keep continuing to read and try to downplay me and what I did for that house, because I was that house. I kept that house a motherfucking float. When Jack didn't answer his phone, when Andre didn't answer his phone, I made the decisions. I made the motherfucking move. I made the power move. So the girl's not going to try to downplay me and make it seem like I was a nobody and I was a non-motherfucking factor, when actually I was the factor. Okay, and the only reason the girls came and stormed that ball the way they stormed that ball, because they don't want to make it seem like they're going to fall, because I motherfucking left.
Well,
Kelly,
that's
expected. That's expected.
Knowledge.
But when you lose a powerful figure in your house, you are going to come back and you are going to storm. You're going to do the best you can to look
like
you
missed
a step.
Hello?
You're going to try to act like you haven't missed a step, and that's just understandable. But as far as, like I said, with Andre's concern, on this radio show, if you give the respect to the other icons. Like when someone was starting to try to read Ashley, you all stopped him. And you all need to just respect him as a figure in his ballroom. With whatever you have to say about Andre personal, like I said, I wish no other Mizrahi would come on and try to defuse this situation. Just let it go. Let them fix it. This is too many years. Too much shit has happened. I mean, it's just too much to be handled on this radio show.
Susan,
you're
live on the air.
Hi, Susan. Hey, Susan, this is Pussy.
Listen, I'm going to tell you why Kelly's really upset. Because, number one, okay, Tuesday, you know, we got at the vote night. We was in the car. And lately, you know, a lot of the young generation that's in the optimism has been, like, knowing a lot of gossip. Like, just been reading the older. Now, they always say we family. But how we family when the younger generation don't respect Kelly? They don't respect me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they be reading, and they know too much of people's information that only the older people had to tell them.
Right.
And I was gagging in the car when she and all of me just reading. But no more, but regardless of Kelly not in the house, she's still family. And for them to be saying that her food was horrible, she was never nothing, she was a kiki in the house, and there's no loss. Only loss was Leonie. I felt kind of bad. But then, because Jack asked me to cook this year for the Christmas party. And I said, well, I ain't going to cook it. They're going to read me like that, too, like they read a her cooking.
Right.
And shit. They are ungrateful bastards, for real. They're ungrateful. All the shit Kelly did for the house of Lisa, and Lord knows, Kelly did for the house of Lisa. So
yes, she did.
But remember, we didn't even what Kelly earned that mother title. She really
did.
She went to jail. She crashed for the house. She did a lot of things for the house, okay? So for the new generation come and read Miss Kelly like that, I felt bad. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up how they doing that to her. Now, with her, Andre, and that's between them. I don't know what's going on. But the young ones, they fierce. They really fierce. That's why I don't want to come in. They just so fierce. They disrespect Kelly. They disrespect me. Because they read me one time in Jack House, and it got back to me. That it was reading me because I threw one of the members out because they broke my laptop. And they didn't pay me.
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
It got back to me that they were reading me fiercely. It got back to Kelly. Kelly told me. You know what I'm saying? And it made me show I wanted to beat their asses. And said, I wanted to kick her throat.
But Pussy,
y'all know me. She keeps feeling bad lately because she won $1,000 at Chicago where none of the real brokers was there. She's a nasty queen, and she needed a question. They kicked her out before because of her mouth, because she was reading Jasmine and Andre, and she still didn't learn her motherfucking lesson. She's going around reading people, the older generation that's been in the house for a very long time, and teaching you a nobody. Your own family don't want you, bitch. You're living in Jack's house. So, bitch, how did you read anybody? And I felt some type of way. I really felt some type of way. He was reading me in the car, too, from out. Oh, you was in love with Andre. Andre, then what? Bitch, you don't know what the fuck with me and Andre went through, bitch.
Wow. Well,
it goes real deep. So, Felicity, it goes real deep. So, I understand why Kelly felt that way, but it goes real deep. So, to me, I'm the type of person, I'm going to leave it alone because I know my temper. If I hurt one of the little kids, I'll be back in jail. I'll be back in Attica, and I ain't trying to go back. And I know my mouth is fierce, too. I know everybody's business, too. Okay, so I'd rather just leave it alone.
Well, like I said, bitch, I don't have no shade with the House of Mizrahi.
I don't know why you left, Kelly, because, like
when
you
I
said,
was at Vogue Tuesdays and they came out and they was voguing and they had time to come down and pick, I picked them, okay? I didn't throw shade to them. I didn't smooth my nose up in the air and turn my motherfucking face to them. Andre will not disrespect me and give me that because I can give her the same motherfucking thing, okay? He will not. I don't know what's going on, or how he feels about the situation.
That's probably a defense mechanism for Andre.
Come out, bitch. When I come out and I walk, bitch, you're going to give me the same respect like you give every other motherfucking patriot that comes out there. You don't have to turn your head and think you want to disrespect me. No, it's not going to happen that way.
The only reason why I told Kelly, because when they read me a couple weeks ago, Kelly came and told me, so Pussy was reading you at Jack's house. I said, really?
And I said, all right, so they read Kelly in that car. I called Kelly. I said, Kelly, it was reading you. They was trying it. And I called Kelly, point blank.
Well, I wish you had called me too, Pussy, because, see, one thing, I don't read all of those kids' individual pages, but what they're not going to do is read Kelly or Naomi or anybody else. Really, it doesn't even have to be on the caliber of Kelly, and Kelly has meant everything to the House of Mizrahi, but anybody, when they leave, shut the door behind them and let it go.
But that's the whole thing, Susan. That's not these kids reading. That's bitches that's sitting there having conversations with them.
Imaginary character, so but please don't.
Yeah,
it's just she's just a character on here trying to make it hot, and I don't.
She just brought a smile to my face, and baby, I was just very upset.
Yeah. But, okay, well, Kelly, I love you. Nothing changes. Pussy, love you. I love everyone. Susan, love you. You guys have a wonderful night. I'm gonna continue listening, but I'm just gonna keep my comments, and we'll talk on a personal level. So
yeah,
I'll talk to you guys
later. On a personal level. All the rest of that stuff, Miss Thing, all the little comments and everything that the girls be making, I catches everything.
Kelly, I understand that. I said I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye. I'm gonna stay on and listen. Bye.
Well, We have to you all have to find a medium, Kelly, a medium in the middle, and because you have your true, Andre has his, and I know Andre has to be hurt. You can't lose someone like you, and I'm not even going to speak on Naomi because comparatively, Naomi lately, you are part of the fabric that has made the House of Mizrahi, and I'm gonna tell you I know when the smoke clears. And everybody that's saying everything that you're saying and co-signing with people who've been in this house forever, you're going to be exposed. So you may as well shut up now. Speak now because these people have been friends. This is 15, 16, 17 years of friendship. You're not going to be in the way for long. So just be quiet. Say your prayers because I pray for you all the time, Kelly, that you find a peace that surpasses all understanding. You don't have to understand why people do what they do. Just accept the fact that you are here. By the grace of God, you are still here. You are still relevant in the scene that's important to you. So that let's move on. But I know I can't erase the pain with my words.
It's just been so many things that's been going on for the past 2 years, and everybody thinks that it had something to do with Jasmine or why I left the house. That has nothing to do with Jasmine why I left the house. It's been things that has been going on for the past couple of years that has been pushing
me.
They've been
going on, and I called Jasmine myself, and I told Jasmine, I said, Jasmine, I was upset with you because I felt like you were manipulating, and you had a plan that you didn't get your way, and you decided you were going to go for Kelly, and you took Kelly away. Jasmine's response was, you don't have to lure the willing. And she was damn right. And we talked
yes,
all the time.
Girl, it's been things that's been
things.
Going on for years, and it just pushed
you know
me farther.
If I got something to say to somebody, I'm going to call you directly. I may talk about you behind your back, but it'll be after I told you to your face. The first time you hear it is not going to be third party. I'm going to say what I have to say to the individual. So that's what I called, and I talked to Jasmine because I don't want her to feel like I'm just talking about her behind her back. But after the conversation, she cleared up a lot of things for me, and I told her that. You were the most powerful woman in
this
house.
We got one more caller left. I'm going to bed. I'm so tired. I got a headache now.
You should be tired. This is all exhausting, but we all need to pray. I'm serious. If you know the words of prayer, just reach out and just have a conversation with God because you need peace. Andre needs peace. The House of Mizrahi needs peace. The House of Couture needs to start on a foundation of peace.
I just want the same respect that I give everybody else. I want them to give me the same respect. Okay, it's no reason. I didn't say anything to Andre. Andre didn't say anything to me. But the only thing I asked for is the same respect. When I walk out there, you look me in my face when you want to pick somebody over me. Okay, don't turn your head and toot your nose up in the air. Point your finger to the other child like you don't want to look at me in disgust.
Well, maybe
you
that's
give me
the
same respect
I
to give you when
way.
I'm sitting on the judge's panel.
Andre
because if you want to throw me shade on the judge's panel, I can throw you the same shade back.
and we'll go on and on and on.
And it was, and it's just going to continue, and it's going to be a mess until nobody wants to come out and nobody wants to walk.
No, because I'm gonna actively, like I said, you all can have all the shade you want, but I'm telling you right now that my prayer is going to prevail, and it's all this the devil's a liar, and this shade will cease. The storm, it has to cease, because I'm going to bring in the presence of God, and all of it's going to cease. You're going to have peace. Andre's going to have peace. Jack's going to have peace. And there shall be peace in the house of Mizrahi and the house of Couture. And I thank you. Good night.
Good night. 201-520, you're live on there. 202-520, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 252-341, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. I love you. Hi, Father Icon, Father Prodigy, Tamara, and whoever else is online, London. I just want to switch gears for a minute. I've been listening to the show for a while. I still have not heard anybody say anything about our dearly departed Mikey Milan. He passed away. They just buried him, I think, Sunday. So if all the girls in Carolina could call in, I'll have a little five-minute break for him. It would be greatly nice. Appreciate it. Because that bitch was legendary. Whenever he stepped on the runway, it was just awesome. And a lot of people might not know that he had passed away.
Oh, we definitely got to have a moment of silence for Mikey.
And just listening. Thank you.
Thank you, baby, for calling in with that. Baby, it has been a long night. A very long night, honey. Baby, we about to get up out of here, honey. Baby, it's just so much, honey. I want to thank Rodney and James for definitely calling in. I see that they have departed the switchboards, honey, and left, honey. I want to thank Tamara for definitely being a part of the show. I want to thank Susan and Pussy and Felicity and everybody for calling in to the show tonight. And London, can you say goodnight to the girls? Or should I say Marcus? Can you say goodnight to the girls?
Good night. And Kelly, how can I hear my intro again?
Oh, you want to hear your intro before we hang up?
Yeah.
Okay, let me play it for you one more time.
I'm coming every time you come around my London, London Bridge. Wanna go down like London, London, London. Wanna go down like London, London, London.
Martha, Martha, European Vogue. You have to vote like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Lovey. You're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Oh my god, I love it.
Say goodnight to the girls, London.
Goodnight, all the girls. Goodnight, ladies.
Okay, bye, London. I want to thank everybody for definitely coming and being a part of the show. I want to give a big shout-out once again to the legendary pioneer Icon Junior La Beja Couture. I want to shout-out my daughter, the legendary New York City mother of the House of Couture, Naomi Couture, honey. I want to thank James and Rodney for definitely having a successful honey. I want to thank everybody that called in and was a part of the show tonight. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will be your own. Beyonce is going to take us away again tonight with Love on Top.
All the way from here. Can't you see the
tonight.